Okay, we're ready. Okay, this is the final session for today and for this year, I guess.
好，这是我们今天的最后一堂课，也是今年的最后一堂课。
I'm just giving you a general overview of covenants, and then we can carry on this topic next time we do teaching, I guess.
所以我们再把这个神给我们的约定哈，再大致的讲一下，然后我们下面再之后再来继续。
Okay, and again, covenants are a very important concept related to the angelic appeal trial.
所以呢，我们要了解就是约定这件事呢，神的约定是天使法庭的审判中的一个很重要的一个元素。
There's a really interesting section in the book Christian Suffering by the Colonel. That's only being done in English at the moment. I'm hoping they'll do it in Chinese.But there's a really interesting section where it mentions how the different stages of the appeal trial take place in human history.
在上校牧师他写的一本书就是叫做《基督徒的苦难》。基督徒的苦难呢，里面呢有谈到这个在天使的这个申诉法庭，好，天上的申诉法庭里面的很多事情跟它的影响到我们人类的历史的一些状况。
And in the book, the Colonel outlines through the different dispensations. Now remember, dispensations is how God divides history into different sections, and how you have certain sections of the trial. You have the prosecutor giving defense first, giving his evidence. And then in other sections, you have the defense attorney, that's Satan, providing evidence first.
在法庭里面有两种抗辩律师，一种是被告，一个是原告。So, 原告 is like the one giving prosecute the other, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Jesus Christ is the 原告。
The prosecutor, okay. And Satan, because his name Shatan actually means like defense attorney. So, he's the one trying to defend himself from being punished.
好。我们先了解哈，在那个天上法庭里面哦，在发生的这个法庭诉讼状况呢，耶稣基督是我们原告律师，然后这个撒旦士呢是被告的申诉律师。
And it's quite interesting, just to give you a couple of examples. For example, when God makes his opening statement in the appeal trial, remember, human history is a court case, and his opening statement is to provide the witnesses.With the tree, that's Adam and Eve, and the test. So that's the test. That's God's opening statement.
要理解这个神的这个法庭的审理的一开始，第一个时代跟时代论发生的事情的第一个见证人呢，就是亚当与夏娃他们的这整个事件。
That's what we would call the opening statement of the prosecution.
这个是法官呢，就是我们的上帝啊，就我们的神坐在那边的时候，先开庭的案例，就是把亚当夏娃作为见证人，放在他的一开始的这个叫做开场的案例说明。
God presents the witnesses, and then Satan, as the defense attorney, he's allowed to cross-examine the witnesses. So he's allowed to speak to the witnesses and to see which way they're going to turn, really.Are they going to be faithful to God, or are they going to be unfaithful?
好，所以亚当夏娃就好像坐在那个证人的位置上，然后呢，撒旦呢，他就像是那个被告律师啊，他以被告律师的角度来审讯这个证人。
Yeah. Now, in one way, we can say that Satan actually won the first round because he gets the witnesses to go against the prosecuting attorney. See, they provide a bad.Testimony, but then God gives them the gospel. So you could say, well, you know, Satan got the first victory, and then straight away God gets the victory with the salvation for Adam and Eve. See, Satan was able to deceive the witnesses, right? And so Satan thought, well, I've won the trial. But then God gives them salvation, and said, and you're going to have offspring. So the case continues on. The case wasn't finished.
就说，所以那个这个事件呢，在第一个回合的时候啊，因为撒旦呢。让亚当跟夏娃犯了罪，所以其实在第一阶段呢，等于是这个撒旦是赢了那一场，他们犯罪了嘛，因为撒旦就是想要表达说，其实人都该会犯罪的， 所以呢他们两个人犯了罪，就好像让撒旦赢了这一场。但是呢法官就是我们的神呢，却给他们说，你们会有后嗣，那你们的后嗣将会是无罪的，是不会犯罪的。所以在这个情况下，这个整个法庭，天上法庭就可以继续往下走。
And then we go into the next dispensation, which is really the age of the Gentiles, and that becomes later the age of Israel. But we have the age of the Gentiles, and now Satan is in control of the court. He's the ruler of the world, right?
然后呢，接下来呢，这个整个就是天上法庭其实是完全可以对照我们人类的历史。所以当亚当夏娃的这段的历史过去之后呢，就是所谓的外邦人的这段时代论。好，那这个时候呢，就发生了。
Well, what you have in the age of the Gentiles, now this is going to come up to the time of the flood, which we just mentioned, because Satan is going to be basically trying to destroy the witnesses, all of the humans. And so God has to put a stop to that.
好，那这个时代呢，就是后来呢，撒旦他就等于是在控制了这个世界，因为他前面他赢了嘛，他控制了世界，就开始让这些堕落天使要去毁坏人类的子嗣，然后呢，他所以才会使法官又判一个大洪水，要把这些这个拿弗林都给灭绝。
Okay, so you can see, you know, the court is changing size. It's like the judge is giving opportunities to the prosecution and giving opportunities to the defense to put their cases forward.
好，所以你就看到呢，这个法庭上面的两派哈，就是那个赢输之间呢，那个上帝作为法官呢，他还是会给这个辩护律师一些机会，然后同时也会给检察官一些机会，然后就这样两边上演着这个整个戏往下演。
In the final two dispensations of human history, I mean the last two dispensations, that's the seven-year tribulation, and you have the millennium as well. These are unique in that the when Satan gets his opportunity to prove himself, Jesus Christ says, I give you complete control. See, the Holy Spirit is removed, the church is removed, and Satan has 7 years to prove himself.
而在整个人类的历史的最后两个阶段，我们就知道的是，就是在那个启示录里面写到的七年的大灾难时期还没来哈，还有呢最后的一千年的千禧年，那是耶稣来的。那这七年的大灾难呢的时期呢，就是耶稣说好让撒旦你有100%的控制权，所有的这个教会都被提。好，然后所有的圣灵都离开
yeah, the Holy Spirit is gone.
好，所以呢就让撒旦100%的可以控制这个世界的情况下，看你撒旦要怎么样来管理这个世界。所以后来在这个世界就出现了七年的大灾难，而在七年的大灾难之后呢，这个才会有耶稣基督可以，就是整个世界等于是撒旦证明了他没办法把他管好，所以才会变成是耶稣基督下来。
Yeah, remember when you go back to like in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, Satan, the reason he rebelled against God was he was saying, I want to be like the Most High, I want to rule. And in Ezekiel 28, there's statements he's making, he said, I want to be the ruler.
然后在以赛亚书14章，以西结书的第
28章，
这两章呢，就是都讲到撒旦都说他要成为世界之最高的位置的人。
And so God is saying to Satan, okay, here, 7 years, you can have them, they're all yours, I'm not going to interfere.
所以神就说，好啊，就给你七年的机会，让你来看看你会怎么样搞。
Well, he really messes that one up. So eventually he's going to have to be put in the lake of fire because he breaks all of the rules of the angelic conflict. He's trying to kill all the Jews. That's Satan's strategy.He wants to be the ruler of the world, but instead all he does is he kills the Jews.
然后呢，那个撒旦呢，他去用的方法呢，全部在那七年的大灾难期呢，他却想要杀死所有的犹太人，这是完全是不是这个神给的游戏规则。
God is saying to him, this is not how you run a planet. This is not how you become the ruler of the world.
所以神就说，这不是你要来管理这个世界的方法。
Yeah, and actually there's a verse which says Jesus actually has to return before the 7 years, otherwise the Jews would be completely wiped out.
所以呢，最后呢，耶稣必须要在这七年结束前呢，就要来到人间，否则的话，这些犹太人都会被杀光。
Okay, and then remember, Satan is put into prison. He's put into Tartarus. And then Jesus Christ, now Jesus Christ can prove what a real ruler has to do or how a real ruler should think and act.
然后呢，所以呢，撒旦就被放到地底深渊里面，然后耶稣基督才来，才用这个世界该有的一个运作方法来管理这个世界，就是千禧年的开始。
So it's like the judge is saying, okay, well now I give the floor, we say give the floor or give the platform to the prosecuting attorney to make his final statement.
好，所以就等于是法官，就是我们的神，上帝呢，他就给了这个法庭，给了耶稣，也就是检察官，好，说由耶稣检察官来展现你要做的方法。
And Jesus will prove the word of God.As he's promised to humankind, and through his character, that he can actually he rule, that he is a fair and just ruler.
耶稣基督呢，就把这个神公义与信实公正好的这个性格，以这样的性格、这样的特质来管理这个世界，而这个世界是一个对的世界，是一个好的世界，那就把这件事情做了证明。
It's really interesting, actually. At the very end of the 1,000 years, God says to Lucifer, He says, I'll give you one more chance.
有趣的事情呢，是在这耶稣管理的这世界一千年的最后呢，天上法庭的法官就是我们的神，告诉撒旦说，我给你最后的一次机会。
Now, God knows exactly how Satan's going to react, but he gives him that chance to prove for the rest of eternity that Satan is worthy of going in the lake of fire.
而当然，神是知道撒旦会是如何反应的，但是他还是给了他最后一个机会，让他在进到这个火湖中被烧死前，给了他最后的一次机会。
That even after spending, you know, 999 years and maybe 10 months in prison in Hades,Even then, he's still not going to repent. He's not going to change his mind.
所以撒旦呢，在这个地底，这个地狱里啊，花了999年，好的，然后364天的这个日子之下呢，他依然撒旦并没有悔改。
Yeah, because when Satan is released, he's going to start what's called the Gog and Magog revolution. It's going to be another revolution. He's going to get the dissatisfied people in the world to try to rebel against God. It's just like one last final revolution.
然后呢，结果他反而呢，从这个地底下地狱里出来之后呢，撒旦又要引起一个全世界的一个大革命，要希望人类在最后的时间内呢，还是要背逆神。他期待要做到这样的一个悖逆。
Yeah, but that revolution is quickly put down, and then the human history finishes. That's the end of human history then.
然后，但是这样子的诡计并没有成功，所以呢，这个革命没有成功，然后人类的历史也终结了，也就是说，这个法庭的审案结束了。
In this book, Christian Suffering, it gives us sort of outline in more detail. I just gave you a broad overview because you sort of need to understand what's going on from that legal point of view.
所以这个基督徒的苦难这本书呢，哈，大概有这样子的很更细节的说明。那Tim只是做了一个大纲的介绍。
But my point is that, you know, all the way from the beginning of human history, God has made promises.And he gives Satan his free will, as he gives us free will. But Satan is always using his free will to try to get God to break those promises.
所以在这个书里面很重要的一个概念，就是要让我们知道，就是从人这一开始呢，神就给了我们很多的应许，他也给了撒旦应许，也给人的应许。然后呢，他也让人类有这个自由意志，也让这个撒旦有自由意志，但是呢，撒旦却用他的自由意志想要去把神给的应许破坏。
God's promises are always about upholding His truth and providing ways that we can see His love and His grace. And God's plan is to put it like in a colloquial term, meaning put it just casual terms. We say it's a good idea. God's plan is a good idea. When you express positive volition, like to the gospel, for example, you say, this is a good idea. But Satan, on the other hand, anything that God says or does, Satan says, no, bad idea. I don't like this.
而这些神所给我们的恩典与爱呢，我们对我们人类来讲，我们的自由意志只要说啊，这真是一个太棒的一个想法，你有这样子一个顺服的概念的时候，好，就 OK 了。但是撒旦却一直要让我们有一种负面的说，哦，这是一个坏的想法的这种概念，这就是撒旦他的诡计。
Every time he says this is a bad idea, meaning God's plan is a bad idea, and goes against it, he's just condemning himself more to the lake of fire. He's getting further and further away from God's grace.
You mean Satan?
Satan, yeah.
但是呢，每次呢，只要是撒旦他在讲说，哦，神的计划是一个 bad idea, 是一个不好的一个主意的时候呢，就是展现了撒旦他的不顺服与悖逆，所以他就越来越更靠近了那个火湖的判决的状态。
Yeah, and he still insists on this way of thinking that the only way that he can escape punishment is to make God to be a liar. And that's been his strategy right from the beginning. He is to be a liar. God is lying. And that's been his strategy right from the beginning of the opening of the appeal trial.
而撒旦呢，他所有的计划呢，就是想要去证明上帝是一个骗子。所以在整个天堂法庭的这个整个过程中，他都在做这件事情，他也用这种他的影响力来影响人类的所有的行为，来证明神是一个骗子。
So that's why it's quite important for us to understand the covenants that God has made throughout human history. And understanding that wherever God makes a promise, you know, Satan is always trying to do something to go against that.
所以我们如果看人类的历史，你会发现呢，就是神总要为我们做些好的事情，或者是跟我们约定说他要做什么好的事情，撒旦都要想办法破坏这个事情。
Okay, so we look at again, this is a definition of the word covenant, so we can get a broader idea of it.
所以呢，这个就是我们在谈这个所谓约定，神的约定，好的一个比较广泛的一些概念。
Okay, so the covenant definition as a noun, just here's some other words for it. It's an agreement, usually formal, between two or more persons to do or to not do something specified.
通常呢，正式的协议呢，是就是这种约定呢，是指两个人或更多人之间，好，做或者是或不做特定的事的协议，就是什么事情可以做，什么事情不可以做的一个协定。
Yeah, see, God says, for example, I promise that I will provide salvation. He will do something there. He will give you salvation.
就像神说他会提供我们救恩，这就是一个他要做的事。
Yeah, and then he might promise not to do something. For example, he says, I will not flood the world with water again.
然后神也会说，哎，我什么事情我不做，比如说他不会再把世界用洪水给淹没。
So that's why we say that it's a promise to do or to not do something. It looks a bit confusing, but sometimes you make promises not to do something.
就是因为我们有的时候会下一个约定是我不做些什么事，比如说我约定不再抽烟，不再喝酒，这都是一种约定的方法。
Yeah, I think John 10:28, that's like a eternal security verse, where Jesus says, Christians, he's talking about my sheep are in my hand, and I will not let them go. I will never let them go. They are my flock. In John 10:28,
在约翰福音十章二十八节里面，耶稣有说过，就是我手中的羊，我不会让他们离开，我不会让他们不会丢掉我手中的羊。
So again, he's promising not to do something.
所以他就是等于是在这个允诺，他约定他不会做什么事。
And other words that we have for this word covenant, like synonyms, is contract.
这个约定这个字呢，也有这种合约的意思。
Sometimes you do see with the covenants, the contract will be that God says, if you do this, then I will do this. And if you don't do this, then I will do this.
所以你看这个神呢，他常跟我们约定的时候会说，如果你做什么，我就做什么；如果你不做什么，我就不做什么。他是会有一个条件性的。
And in those cases, we don't really look at it as grace. Remember, grace is that you get something when you don't deserve it. But sometimes there's times where God has said you have to do something before you can get something. So we don't normally look at that as being grace. That's conditions.
好，所以有两种状况，就是如果他神 给的是恩典的话，他是不会要求你做任何事，你就会得到的，那种就称之为恩典。但是如果有条件性的事情，就是约定，就是要做你做什么，他才要做什么的话，那种就是约定。
Yeah, and there's a classic example of that when you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Remember we studied about the verse where God is promising the people of Israel if they maintain the worship of Jehovah, and if they don't go to foreign idols, and if they keep up with the commandments, then God will bless the land. But if they don't, if they go following after false religions and false idols,and they don't obey God, then God will bring punishment on them.
我在历代志下里面提到第七章，就是历代志下的第七章，还有那个神有说，你们如果呢不敬，就是只敬拜我，不敬拜那些其他的偶像、其他的神的话，我就会保你们的平安等等的。
Yeah, so we wouldn't really want to apply grace to that, but you know, again, God is just saying if you do right.Then I will bless you. If you do wrong, then you'll be punished.
所以神的意思就是说呢，你如果做的对，我就会祝福你；你做的不对，我就会处罚你。
So that looks a bit like a contract, you know. And a contract, like if it's between two business people, one business person says, "Well, I'll give you this, and you have to give me that," for example.
所以这比较像是一个合约或一个协议，哈，在合约协议里面，一定是有说，哦，你做什么，你就会得到什么；你不做什么，就不会得到什么。
Yeah, all parents can do that with their children. They say, you know, if you get good grades in your school, and if you help around the house, if you don't play too many video games, I guess, then I will reward you.
所以，这父母亲也常会跟孩子们约定，就说你如果好好做功课，或者说你做家事，或者你不玩电动玩具，那我就会怎么样的。给你一个奖赏。
But there's conditions. That's really what a contract is about.
所谓的合约就是要有一个条件，在那个条件下才会有什么结果。
Okay, in other words, we see this is just like an English lesson here. You have the word promise, pledge, deal, and then we have the word testament with a capital T.
好，所以呢，这个约定呢，也可以有相类似的词，就是合约、应许、保证、协议、证明。
Now the word testament, you see it with a capital T there, you should be familiar with that if you've been reading English Bibles. They separate the Bibles into the Old Testament and the New Testament.
而这个最后这个证明呢，其实也就是我们讲的圣经的那个字，像新约旧约的那个约，就是那个约定。
Okay, now remember the New Testament is based on all of the events that came out from the Old Testament.
Sorry.
We have the New Testament because of the Old Testament. Because you know, God fulfilled his promises in the Old Testament.
好，之所以会有新约，是因为之前有旧约，所以神在完成他的约定的旧的，后来又开始有新的。
The Bible in itself, there's nowhere in the Bible which says this is the Old Testament, and then there's a couple of words which make reference to the New Testament, but it's not very a clear statement, really.
其实圣经里面并没有去写说，哦，前面这些叫旧约，后面叫新约。
And the Jews themselves, if you ask a Jew, they don't even have the word Old Testament for their books. The Old Testament is 39 books. They don't even call it the Old Testament, of course.
但是对于那个犹太人，他们是根本不会说他们前面这一段39部书是叫做旧约，因为他们根本没有新约。
Yeah, but after the Savior came,See, that was the fulfillment of the Old Testament. The Old Testament was, when you look at all the books of Scripture, a lot of that is based upon God providing the Savior. The Messiah and the Savior will come and save mankind from their sins and provide a Messiah for the people of Israel.
因为前面39部书啊，你会发现整个书里面都在强调的是将会有救主来，然后这个救主会怎么来，好，等等的这些状况。
Yeah, and so that's really the one of the or two main themes in the Old Testament is the coming of the Savior, the coming of the Messiah. Savior means that's Jesus, and Messiah is Christ. So together we have Jesus Christ.
好，所以在这前面39部书里面，就主要的重点就是两个，一个即将来的救主，还有即将来的弥赛亚，也是的王。
Yeah, that's right, the king of the Jews.
好，然后就是犹太人的王，所以这两件事情是整个旧约就三十九部前面的三十九部书里面的最重要的重点。
Yeah, now the Jewish people often call the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, they call it the Book of Moses and the Prophets, or they just say Moses and the Prophets.
而对犹太人来讲，他不称之为旧约，他把它称之为摩西五经，还有先知书。
Yeah, and Jesus Christ, there's a statement there which says that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of Moses or the Mosaic commandment and of the prophets.
而后来讲的耶稣是救世主，是这个弥赛亚的原因，是因为他的来临全部证明了这个摩西的经文跟先知书的经文。
So again, when Jesus Christ came into the world, and then when he went to the cross,he fulfilled God's promises regarding the Savior.
所以当耶稣呢，他上十字架的整个过程，他其实就是让这个旧约里面所提到的这个救世者的到来的所有的这些先知们所讲的事情，都完全的得到了成就，都成就了。
Now, he also provided the Messiah. See, God fulfilled that promise as well. He said, this is your king. But the people rejected him, of course.
然后呢，同时呢，耶稣的到来，他其实这过程也已经成就了这个弥赛亚，他是弥赛亚的事情。只是当时的犹太人觉得这个弥赛亚不是他们所想象的那个弥赛亚，所以他们就拒绝了他是弥赛亚的这个事实。
And that's why Jesus ended up on the cross. Oh, because they rejected him, they nailed him to the cross.
所以因为他们拒绝了耶稣基督是弥赛亚，而把耶稣送上了十字架来让他受死。
Okay, but you can look at that as being, you know, when Jesus Christ came, this is the fulfillment of the Old Testament promises, the Old Testament.
所以呢，你就看得出来哈，整个耶稣基督他的出生到他的救死上十字架，就等于是成就了所有旧约里面对于救世主以及以色列的王的这个完整神的应许。
And then you have the New Testament, which means really, literally, it means a new promise or new promises.
而所谓的新约呢，其实就是意思就是新的应许。
And the new promises are relating to the rapture of the church, for example, and that Jesus Christ will return, and that the Messiah will set up the kingdom of Israel. So this is like the New Testament, the new promises.
So that was also mentioned in the Old Testament?
Not the rapture, not relating to the church age, but the tribulation, see, that's mentioned in the Old Testament, and the millennium, 1,000 years, that's also mentioned in the Old Testament.
而所谓的新约呢，就是新的应许里面呢，其实很明显的，好，他就提到了后来的这个，所有的这个教会会被提，好，然后会有这个千禧年，好，这些事情，好，其实这些部分除了这个我们这个教会时期这一段在旧约里没有提到之外，其实其他的这些应许都在旧约里也曾提过。
So really, it's like God reiterating the promises. He always said the Messiah would come, and the Messiah did come. But that's really it's going to happen again. We can say happen again for the 1,000 years of Jesus Christ.
Because the Jew reject.The Messiah,
yeah.
So Messiah has to come again.
Yeah, actually, I'll just show you now. I wasn't going to do this time, but you can see on the plan. This is what happened. We can finish off with this. We've got 2 minutes. Okay, see, so Jesus Christ came out from Israel, and he was the Christ. He was rejected by the Jewish people, but accepted by the church.
So, 以色列人呢，他们本来就在等待我们的耶稣基督，也就是救世主的到来，然后因为呢，犹太人拒绝了上面那条哈，拒绝了基督，所以呢，整个神的国要到来的事情就被延后了。
Yeah, and then the church is inserted into human history as the mystery doctrine. Yeah, we're a mystery people, I guess, because we were not known about in the Old Testament.
然后呢，就整个箭头走下面的这一条。那我们这一个教会时期这一段呢，在旧约里是完全没有提过的，所以被称之为一个神秘的时期，因为旧约里面并没有想到说犹太人会拒绝了，以色列人会拒绝了耶稣基督，所以就变成多出来了一个教会时期，然后再进入到大灾难，会有大灾难跟千禧年。
Okay, but the tribulation and the millennium were mentioned in the Old Testament. So these will be fulfilled in the future. They just haven't been, it hasn't happened yet. So, you know, the church is not mentioned in the Old Testament, but the tribulation and the millennium is. Now, we've run out of time because we're up to 5 o'clock. So next time we have a class, we'll go back, we'll talk about the covenants, and eventually we'll work our way back to this diagram as well.
好，我们今天的课要到这边结束，但下一次上课的时候我们还不知道什么时候啊，但是我们将会继续谈约定，然后也会把这个图再做一个说明。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given us to study your word. 感谢天父
给我们今天上课的时间。
We give thanks that we can trust in your promises, knowing that they are coming from a faithful God.
而且我们感谢呢，让我们能够信任我们非常信实的天父。
And that we can have much peace in our souls, knowing that you have provided a secure and very blessed eternal future for us all.
而且让我们能够知道，我们可以相信我们会有很安全的这个永远的平安。
And so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
See you all next time.
好，下一次见喽！新年快乐 ，Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year!